This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Samantha Watson. Last weekend, Bethel's cultural center filled with Bruno Mars, rainbow lights, and lots of sequins in the community's second annual drag show. The free event, sponsored by Bethel Actors Guild, included a roster of five performers from across Alaska. Returners Ice Wada and Osha Violation were joined by Queens Golden Delicious, Elemental, and drag king Mr. Chance. The group performed Friday evening in an all-ages drag show, and again the following night in an 18-plus event. Both performances included an MMIP focus number by Ice Wada, a Koyukon Athabascan artist who took center stage in a traditional gusbuk, pressing a red handprint across her face while lip-syncing to the audience. Two of the visiting performers also took part in a community panel discussion on Saturday alongside TWC Youth Services Manager Taylor Finley and traditional healer Mita DeWitt. The discussion, titled Safe and Welcoming Communities, ranged from fostering safe spaces for queer community members to what makes Alaska's communities thrive. South Central Alaska's largest natural gas utility is asking state regulators to reconsider their decision on a project that would have expanded natural gas storage. That's after the Regulatory Commission of Alaska denied NSTAR's request earlier this month, saying the utility had not provided sufficient information. NSTAR President John Sims says they've been working on this project for more than a year.
This reservoir is almost perfect for what NSTAR views as its short-term and long-term needs.
NSTAR proposed developing and operating a depleted reservoir in Kenai, currently leased and operated by AIX Energy LLC, to store supplies to use during the colder months. In a 31-page petition filed Thursday, NSTAR says the commission's order lacked a true understanding of the problem. The project is the only viable commercial storage option in Cook Inlet, the petition says. The utility has to secure more gas storage to continue meeting the needs of its more than 150,000 South Central customers. And the petition says storage becomes critical starting next year. As far as gas supply in general, Sim says he's stressed about this winter.
There's a lot of planning going on for this upcoming winter about what happens if we have a gas supply issue because we're worried about it.
The RCA has 30 days to respond to the petition, and if they don't take any action, it'll be automatically denied. This year's Bristol Bay Sockeye Run is coming to a close, and it's just surpassed the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preseason forecast of 44 million fish. But a few things stood out this year, including unusually early run timing. KDLG's Jesse Sheldon spoke with biologists around the bay to get a better picture of the season.
Curry Cunningham is an associate professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and is part of a team that creates forecasts for Bristol Bay's commercial sockeye fishery. Cunningham says the thing that stands out most this year was the run timing.
So if we look at the large run size years in Bristol Bay, we've seen generally since about 2015, they've been predominantly on time.
He says the last 2 years have bucked that trend.
Last year in 2025 and this year in 2026, we've seen earlier run timing to Bristol Bay, so a bit of a shift back towards run timings we hadn't seen in quite a while.
Cunningham says one of the variables that correlates most strongly with run timing is the extent of sea ice in the late spring. Bristol Bay sockeye tend to return earlier during years with more sea ice in May. Cunningham says this year's run was about 3 days earlier than the long-term average, with a midpoint around July 3rd or 4th. 3 days might not seem that far off average, but
in Bristol Bay, where the vast majority of the run comes through and arrives inshore over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, it actually makes a huge difference.
Overall, biologists in the bay say that 3-day early run timing stands out as a defining feature of the season, along with big returns in the Igigik and Ugashik rivers, a perfect storm of king closures and early run timing in the Nushigak district, and the smallest Naknek River run since 1998. Some rivers fared better than others, and overall catch and escapement counts balanced out to come in just above Fish and Game's preseason forecast of a 44 million fish inshore run. That's about 7 million fish above the average total run dating back to 1963. But the last decade in Bristol Bay has seen historically large sockeye returns. That means this year's more moderate run is well below the average of the last 10 years. Over on the east side of Bristol Bay, Igigik and Ugashik runs came in above forecast. Stacy Vega is the fish and game management biologist for those districts. She says what was most unusual, though, was Ugashik's run timing.
Ugashik specifically, it was extremely early. It was pretty vast departure from normal run timing, about a week early from average, which kind of complicates management sometimes.
On the west side of the bay, Tim Sands is the management biologist for the Nooshigak District. He says the midpoint of the run in his district was around July 1st, which is about 3 days earlier than average. Sands says that between the early sockeye return in the Nooshigak and a delayed commercial opening to increase king counts, a lot of fish went upstream as escapement. That meant lower harvest rates than many fishermen had hoped for. Additionally, the district's sockeye run came in under forecast.
We did what we could to try and provide balance between protecting kings and still not just shutting down the fishery completely.
Over in the Naknek River, district management biologist Travis Ellison says this year's run was the smallest in almost 30 years.
The Naknek came in below what we forecasted, and it's actually probably the smallest run since 1998. But the Kwijak came in above expectations and seemed to make up that difference for the total run size.
He says the Naknek Kwijak's catch this season is about half the average of what the district has seen over the last 12 years, and that was reflected in the season's fishing effort. He says the smaller run is likely because of a few years of record-breaking escapement from 2019 to 2021. Big escapement can reduce productivity in the lakes when there are more fish competing for limited resources.
I think we'll be starting to get away from that and hopefully seeing some bigger runs to the Naknek here in the near future.
While this season's returns and catches felt low for many folks out fishing, Ellison puts the season in perspective.
We've just gone through 12 years of pretty much the biggest production in the Bristol Bay history, and now we're back towards more historical average run size.
On the bright side, this season's more moderate run comes with a higher base price per pound for sockeye than the last few years. In Dillingham, I'm Jesse Sheldon.
This is KYUK News. I'm Samantha Watson. Kwayana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Genomchit coming up.